A continuing energy boom in the Rocky Mountains and the northern Great Plains is reshaping the future of what's powering America. Today, we're launching a new reporting project called Inside Energy, teaming up with public radio and television stations in Colorado, Wyoming, and North Dakota to explore the complex energy issues affecting our lives. To start things off, reporter Dan Boyce catches us up on how the three states are feeling this new energy economy differently and how it's changing political realities.
Goins Elementary, the newest school in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Third graders are just filing back into Mrs. Drake's bright, high-ceilinged classroom to do some review.
We've been studying natural resources.
The kids have been learning about all the different types of energy their home state creates.
Hydropower.
We get energy by geothermal.
The renewable kinds and those sources you only get to use once.
Fossil fuels.
Right. Oil, natural gas, and the big one here, King Coal. It's a huge deal in Wyoming.
Most of those new school construction came from coal lease bonus payments.
This is Mark Gordon.
And I'm the Wyoming State Treasurer.
He's flipping through stacks of documents in his office.
There, that's the one I was looking for.
Statistics on the state's energy industry. At Inside Energy here, we've been studying the numbers. And per capita, Wyoming is the biggest energy producer in the country.
By far.
And almost 75% of that production comes from coal. Coal taxes make up a massive portion of the state's general fund. It's a lot of eggs to put in the coal basket, especially the last few years.
There is a lot of concern, particularly short term, that coal is not in favor.
Demand for coal is trending downward, partly from concerns over and regulations on pollution, and because of the rise of America's newest energy gold rush, a gas and oil boom in places like the Bakken in North Dakota.
Hello?
Thomas Wilson joined the Army in 2008, served in Iraq.
I was a machine gunner.
He'd been working as a sheriff's deputy in Wyoming for the last year. That is, until a few weeks ago, when he took a job on an oil rig in North Dakota, starting out making $10 an hour more than he did at the sheriff's office. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
It's hard to compete with a job where you only work half a year.
A lot of people like Wilson are pouring into North Dakota looking for opportunity. New fracking technologies have transformed the state in the last decade. GDP has more than doubled. Unemployment is the lowest in the nation. And that's created problems of its own. Housing, schools, roads, infrastructure. While officials in Wyoming are worrying about the future of coal, in North Dakota, they're trying to figure out how to manage explosive growth.
Good job, Kenzie! Go, Kenzie!
In Colorado, it's yet another issue.
You got it, Kenzie. One more!
The fracking revolution and fracking wealth have come to this state too, but here, so much is happening right smack in the middle of town. Mini towns.
Final call, 400 meter relay.
I'm watching a middle school track meet at Northridge High School in Greeley, Colorado. And looking just about 400 feet off the southeast corner of the track, there stands this two-story wall of what looks like giant brown throw pillows. It's a sound dampening wall encircling a drilling operation.
We should be able to have some say in where they put these drilling locations.
Angela Kirkpatrick, along with a couple more concerned moms, look out over another proposed Greeley fracking site near their kids' elementary school.
We obviously don't want them that close to our children, and we don't want them in our backyards.
Five communities in Colorado have implemented outright bans on fracking, bans the state is challenging in court. Sarah Barwinski is another local mom. She says Greeley isn't looking to go as far as a ban.
We're an oil and gas town, and there's a lot of people whose livelihoods depend on this.
This tension between jobs, quality of life, and booming industry is exactly what we'll be exploring here at Inside Energy in the coming weeks and months. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.